You're listening to SBS News.
It was a rare public appearance by the former Social Services Minister, Christian Porter. Under investigation, why and how the illegal Centrelink automated debt recovery scheme was created in 2015 before being shut down in 2019. Mr. Porter was a cabinet minister when the robo-debt scandal erupted in the media in 2017. He was filling in for his junior human services minister, Alan Tudge, away on holiday. He was questioned about his role in the scheme. Mr. Porter says he was surprised by Mr. Tudge's office briefings on income averaging used to raise debts against welfare recipients.
So I started acting in about 28 December. I think it ended around the 10th of January. I received, obviously, these complaints and then media articles which clearly required a response. I recall going through over that period from the 28th of December to the 10th of January sort of an acceptance of the position and talking points that then turned at some point into circumspection. Then I became sceptical. In the end, I was extraordinarily frustrated with the level of information and detail being provided. And as I got further towards the end of that period of acting, there was a greater number of queries and inquiries that were being generated by me and my staff in my office.
$720 million was taken from more than 300,000 people targeted by the government before it was ruled illegal by the federal court. Christian Porter is the fourth former Morrison government minister to face the Royal Commission into the robo-debt scheme and follow 2 days of evidence from Alan Tudge, who said he had no cause to question its legality. Several people took their own lives while being pursued for debts to help secure a budget surplus. Former Coalition Human Service Minister Alan Tudge was also asked today about his role in the scheme.
This is a document which, as you point out, has attracted the interest of the Prime Minister's office and is generated from that level within the Australian government, and you are the responsible minister. Are you seriously suggesting you did not read it closely?
My recollection, I can't recall reading the details of this document. I would have prepared thoroughly for a meeting with the Prime Minister, if indeed, and I believe I did have a meeting with, well, I didn't have a meeting in March. I had a meeting with the Prime Minister in June and February. So going back to your question, did I read this document? I presume I read this document.
And would have read it closely.
I can't say that.
Mr. Tudge rejected robo-debt was the cause under his watch, or that it was enough to pause the scheme. Senior counsel assisting Justin Gregory also questioned Mr. Tudge about his awareness of any suicides at the time.
Any suicide is tragic. We never know what ultimately causes someone to take their life. Sadly, it occurs too often in Australia.
This third round of hearings concludes on Friday with evidence from former public servants. Ayman Baghdadi, SBS News.